And we're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Thanks again to Steve and Rita from the Citizens for Courthouse Conservation from Pottawatomie County. And now in our brief few moments remaining, we have Dave Lewis on the line from the site of the Veterans Day Parade. And Dave, I bet you're a little cold.
You know, actually, I'm not watching the parade. We're working on the setup inside Peace Memorial Auditorium, getting ready for that program, which we'll be broadcasting live beginning at 11 o'clock. But the parade is underway. Got a lot of folks out there. They all look bundled up. And so we're hopeful for a nice turnout in spite of, some cold conditions and wintry-like weather, which has happened here before. But we're looking forward to the commemorative program that begins at 11 o'clock. And we're going to have a lot of things that will be associated with that. We've got some music performances from Lee and Northview Elementary Schools. And our main speaker, Dr. Mark Perillo, who's a professor of history at Kansas State University. So that begins at 11 o'clock here at Peace Memorial Auditorium, which is in Manhattan City Hall. Got the big red, white, and blue flag up on the stage, and we're getting geared up for some neat stuff here in recognition of Veterans Day. And, of course, all these activities are put on by the Foothills Veterans Coalition. They had a breakfast this morning for veterans down at the American Legion Hall, and then we also want to remind folks that throughout the day, there will be displays at Manhattan City Hall, also at the Manhattan Senior Center, and they've got some displays of some uniforms here at Peace Memorial Auditorium as well. And today, they're celebrating the 75th anniversary of both the Battle of the Bulge and D-Day. So that's happening today. We're about an hour away, once again, from the Veterans Day celebration with the ceremony here at Peace Memorial Auditorium. And as I said, Nick, we'll be broadcasting that live, and there are going to be a lot of people that are going to be excited just to come inside where it's warmer than it is outside, because there's a lot of folks out in the parade route that are a little bit on the chilly side.
Definitely. Glad to hear you're keeping warm, especially. And it's always a great program, too. Last year's was great, and this year's is going to be another good program for sure.
Absolutely. By the way, Eric, thank you so much for coming into Penn State for Brandon this morning. Appreciate you being able to come in and rearranging your schedule so that you could help out. That made it possible for me to get down here to get ready for this. So thanks to you and Stephen Schaefer.
Of course. Made it work. No problem. And thanks for calling in. That's it for us here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. If you want to check any of this out, it's archived on our website, newsradiokman.com.